live. And, of course, you can bring up anything that you want right here, toll-free, at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We were talking about atheism and Christianity, originally discussing felons and voting, from inside jail in some cases. And we can talk about all those things or whatever happens to be on your mind. We're here live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program with you tonight. It's Ian
and Mark.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. You can Skype into the show, username lrn.fm. In fact, that's where Corey is in Savannah, Georgia. Corey, you're back on Free Talk Live. You didn't quite have hardly any time there at the end of the last hour, so I want to make sure you had a chance to get your thoughts in.
Yeah, so, okay, so thinking small, I've just been using smaller plates, smaller bowls, pre-portioning my
food. You're talking about losing weight for our listeners just tuning in. You say you've lost 13 pounds since the last time you called in, but I don't recall when that was. So how long is the
weight? 2.5 weeks ago.
2.5 weeks? 13 pounds in 2.5 weeks?
Yeah, that's like a baby.
Well, I mean, I was 325 pounds.
Okay.
So now 311.8.
Wow.
So, I'm still a pretty large guy. I am kind of a larger built guy, but I'm really overweight anyways. But
smaller plates, smaller bowls, that kind of thing, smaller portions.
I got my food into smaller bites before I start eating so that I have to take smaller bites and eat slower and all that stuff.
And from what I understand, I don't know, I've heard the rumor, I don't know if it's just true, that it takes 20 minutes for your hunger to feel satiated. So it's usually a good idea to kind of stretch out eating. That way you don't just pile it all down and then you eat too much.
A great way to do that, by the way, if you want to stretch out this eating thing, is to eat the salad first. Salad preparation takes a long time. It's no fun to do. If you can leave off the salad dressing or just, put the salad dressing in a side dish and then just dip the tines of your fork in. Mm. That way you'll get a little taste of the salad dressing without eating, like a 2 ounces of blue cheese dressing.
Try to stay away from the creamy stuff anyway.
Yeah, yeah. It's no doubt. You can throw some vinegar on there. You can have as much vinegar as you want, this way you're putting the salad in and it's actually, filling up. Takes you 5 minutes or 10 minutes maybe to eat the salad. And then when you'll likely be able to eat the smaller portions into the meal.
Yeah. So I actually have a salad spinner in the fridge right now with lettuce in it. So
makes it easier.
Yeah, it does make it easier when you have it already ready. But I kind of wanted to touch on a lot of the things y'all been talking about. First of all, the felons in like state and federal prisons, I don't see why they shouldn't be able to vote on the things that are going on in their hometown where they were charged.
Well, that's what somebody was telling us on Facebook. We didn't read that yet on the air, but what was mentioned on Facebook by one of our posters is that they're allowed to vote in the places where felons in jail can vote, Maine and Vermont, that they're allowed to vote from their original place of conviction, not necessarily, or where they were originally living, not necessarily where the prison is located.
I think that there's probably not a lot of momentum for that. Felons are a reviled class. And
that's unfortunate, then.
Well, it kind of is the nature of being a criminal, is you're going to be reviled, and I think that says a good thing.
Yeah, but not everybody who's a felon hurt anybody.
They're agreed.
I don't like the term criminal.
That's a problem with incarceration. It's not a problem with voting. So what I've got to say on that is that I don't think people want to pay taxpayer money to go hunt down the votes of killers and rapists in prison half a state away.
Well, so they hunt them down. They just vote by absentee ballot.
I suppose.
I was in jail. When I was in jail, I wrote to the city clerk and had them send me an absentee ballot.
Well, I suppose if they request it, that might be a different
thing.
That's
how you do it.
And then they pay for their own postage or whatever. But
the city pays for the postage.
Like you said a minute ago, or a little while ago, the Bush Gore election would have been completely different. I mean, both of them would have been drug warriors, but Bush, I think, was a much stronger drug warrior than Gore would have been. I think Gore might have been a little more subdued, even though he still would have taken a status stance on drug enforcement. He might have been a little less had he been president.
Corey, any other thoughts you want to share with us tonight?
Do what?
Any other thoughts you wanted to share? I know you said you had a couple comments.
Back to the religion thing.
Yes, sir.
I don't really understand what y'all were saying. I was kind of floored when he said the evangelical atheists cause problems or don't do anything good for the world.
I think was that a paraphrase of what Mark was saying?
Yeah, I didn't really understand that, but I really, when you look at Africa and a lot of the struggle that is going on in like North Africa between Christians, especially like evangelical Pentecostals and Muslims in North Africa, there's no atheists there that are causing problems.
That's a good point. There are a lot of people with religious beliefs who are all about fighting one another. That's certainly true.
But how many atheists are... I mean, you know, most of the conversations I hear atheists in, they're not talking to people in North Africa. They're talking to people in the United States and belittling them about their religious beliefs and trying very, very hard to appear smarter and more noble. And I just don't think that that...
I think there's a chasm of difference between religious violence and people having a peaceful debate about the existence of a God.
Well, yes, but violence and religion don't necessarily go hand in hand. You can certainly claim the Soviet Union for which was responsible for millions of deaths in the Gulag. It was a completely atheistic state.
Not really.
Now you're going to distance yourself from the atheists? I mean, point I'm trying to make. It's not. The issue isn't believing in God. The issue is believing in human freedom.
No, the issue is believing in some kind of almighty power. And I don't believe that the state and religion are in any way separable because the state has its roots in religion. I mean, you think about Judaism. That is one of the oldest nations, continually existing nations in the world.
Jericho was around before that, and essentially their state was just some thieves that didn't want to travel anymore. They just decided to stay there and tax, you know, call it taxing for protecting. You know, I mean, there's evidence for it.
Practice the normative practices. They wanted to kill people who did things that were not normal to the group. They wanted to oppress those who didn't agree with the majority. Those codes, those laws, those were all based in religion. If you look at the history of the state and religion, they are so incredibly intertwined. It's an idea of there being something greater.
But there are atheists who are just as intertwined with the state.
There are. But that is a cultural descendant of this religious greater than me, outside of me, should have control over me thinking. I don't think that if we could do it all over again.
You think that if the atheists had been, you know, around and influential, that the state wouldn't exist?
I think that if people didn't have magical thinking to begin with, then I don't think.
I disagree. I think the state is an outgrowth of people's desire to control one another, and I don't think that has anything to do with religion.
I think Stalin and Mao believed in themselves.
Why do you think that they want to control each other? Where does that come from?
That's a great question. I don't know. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855 453. I don't know.
Chimpanzees exhibit behavior where they're attempting to control each other.
If you're the big chimp, you're probably going to control the little chimps.
I think it comes from scarce resources, is what I think it comes from.
Well, of course, there's plenty of resources, just there are, it appears that there's scarcity.
Well, yes, the easiest of resources to get. And I think
with ingenuity, you can garner new resources from that which already exists.
Well, I think the free market is a much better way to much better, safer, more moral way to distribute scarce resources than violence, which is, you know, deeply ingrained in human history. I'm not going to dispute that, but I just don't think that this whole whether or not you believe in an Abrahamic God or whether you believe in a God at all or whatever forwards human freedom much. And some people spend a lot of their time talking about it. And I don't know. I'm unimpressed with it.
Toll free. I tend to agree with that. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. I wouldn't think an atheist would be any better of a politician than a religious politician. As long as there are people who seek control over others, they're a problem in my book. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition. We'll take your calls about anything that you want to discuss. Toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And with you here, it's Ian.
And Mark.
By the way, you can join us online. Our website's back online. I don't think I mentioned that earlier tonight. There were some problems we had at the very, very beginning of the show. Thankfully, our technical gurus have solved the problems. So you can go now and enjoy freetalklive.com. You can create the content there on the front page of the website. Everything that you see there on the front page was placed there by listeners like you. You can put content there. You can vote on what's already there. You can vote up what you like, down what you don't. And ultimately, we'll know based on your votes and your submissions what you think's interesting. Maybe it's news items, blog posts, YouTube videos, whatever links you think are useful. Or you can just write your own essay or share your own thoughts. Whatever you want to do over there at freetalklive.com. We appreciate you taking the time to put your input into our site. Now, we talk a lot about bitcoins here on Free Talk Live. It's a decentralized currency. It's becoming, it seems like, the world's currency. This is an amazing project that's been going on for several years now, for about 5 years. And we've known about it since probably around 2011. It's been just stunning to watch the growth of Bitcoin, watch as more companies like Overstock.com and Tiger Direct have begun accepting Bitcoin. And also major websites like WordPress. So Bitcoin is a phenomenon, and it continues to grow. It continues to stay strong over time.
I think right now it's pretty inarguable that with, the CryptoKit plugin in for your Chrome browser, that Bitcoin, inarguable, Bitcoin's significantly easier to use online than a credit card. And when a currency is better, more secure, and not vulnerable to hacking the way that the banks can be, frankly. Mm-hmm. People want to talk about the Bitcoin hacks that have gone on. Let's talk about the bank robberies.
Sure. about Target losing millions of credit card data.
Sure. Then credit cards, it's going to take over the internet in short order.
Well, that's a prediction, on Mark's part, but it certainly is an amazing technology. I like the Bitcoin. And you mentioned CryptoKit. CryptoKit's a great browser plugin, but right now it's a Chrome browser plugin. If you've got a cell phone, like an Android phone, you got to have a solution to get Bitcoin on there. And blockchain.info is a great Bitcoin wallet. You go to blockchain.info, and that makes it easy for you to get a Bitcoin wallet that you can access on any web browser. Because they've got the new HTML5 wallet, which means you can still use an iPhone if you want to access a blockchain. The iPhone, or Apple rather, pulled Blockchain's app from their store, but they can't stop you from going to their website. So find out what Apple doesn't want you to know about by going to blockchain.info and getting your Bitcoin wallet for free there. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. We go to the phones and your calls and thoughts. We got Bob listening in Myrtle Beach to WRNN. Hey, Bob.
Hey, how are you guys?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
If you can deal with a little bit of what I'm trying to explain, I was in a community center here that doesn't have, I don't have a computer, but the community center does. And mm-hmm. I was using the computer, and a guy came in to the computer room, and he needed to use the computer that I was in because the computer that I was on had a printer, and he was obviously a college student.
Okay.
So happily, I moved over to a computer that didn't occupy the printer. And as you can hear from me, I don't sound like I'm from South Carolina, and I'm not. That's what he said to me. And I said, no, I'm a New Jersey resident, but I've been living here for 3 years. And I said, where are you from? And he said, West Virginia. And I said to him, West Virginia, do you know any coal miners? And he said, half of my family are coal miners.
I imagine.
Sounds believable.
Really? And I said, really? So the conversation went that way, and then he started telling me about how the coal mining industry is being destroyed by this administration that is working.
Yeah,
the Obama administration.
It's coal is a real pivot point. Yeah, coal's a real pivot point when it comes to energy. There's one side of the group that says that, look, the U.S. is blessed with a good, cheap form of energy in coal, and that it provides a lot of jobs. There's a lot of infrastructure around it. There's another side that says coal, even clean coal, is produces too much particulate matter and you know, propels.
It's also shockingly dangerous to mine, from what I understand.
Well, there's that, but you know, every line of work has its dangers, and coal miners are not in the top 10 of most dangerous jobs. I mean, if you want to get rid of dangerous jobs, let's look at fish. Stop eating fish, Ian.
I'm not really a fish guy.
Okay, well, whatever. There's a lot of fish guys listening.
Yeah.
So, you know, the coal creates particulate matter and forwards global climate change and these kind of things. So there's a big conversation there. So go ahead.
After I was speaking with this gentleman, and he was doing all the talking. And I'm telling you, if he was 22 years old, he was old. And he was so articulate on everything that he spoke about that after the conversation was over, I was crying and had to walk away from him. Okay?
Were you crying because the coal industry is being is under attack? People are kind of losing jobs
absolutely.
And that sort of thing?
This whole country is being under attack. Yes, but it was the coal mining.
Now, was the whole country under attack 8 years ago?
Actually, he didn't say that. He said in the past 3 years.
No. I was asking you. You said the whole country's under attack. I'm just wondering, was the whole country under attack 8 years ago?
I'm not even going to say administration, but yeah, we got under attack for 9/11.
Okay.
Listen, I watched
who is attacking the whole country? You said the whole country's under attack. Who is attacking the whole country?
Oh, my gosh. I watched them build the World Trade Center when I was in high school, piece by piece. And I watched the World Trade Center come down.
Sure, everybody watched that happen. I guess I just want to know, just to be clear, because when you say something like that, Bob, when you say something like, the whole country's under attack, that sounds like a really serious statement. So I'm wondering, who's attacking? What are you referring to when you say that?
I'm thinking that there's a inner party that's not Republican, it's not Democrat. There's something going on in this country, and I really am getting...
Are you suggesting that this is a shadowy group that is actually, in point of fact, in control of the Republicans and Democrats?
I think so, maybe.
Thank you for your call, Bob. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
They don't like coal, either.
Word on the way. You can take control and bring up whatever is on your mind. It is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Is America losing faith? The Telegraph says atheism is on the rise, but still in the shadows. More coming up.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free here at 855-453, 855-450-3733. And you can join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out that way if you prefer. We've talked about everything from felons voting to atheism and Christianity and beyond. So, of course, you can take control of the airwaves here. Something else you should take control of, your shirts. You should get some new shirts from $6shirts.com. Freshen up your wardrobe with some witty, hip, smart, and some liberty-oriented shirts over at $6shirts.com. Many of them are just cool, like video gaming, slash movies, slash television, slash memes, slash sports-related, all kinds of different shirts at $6shirts.com.
I was at the optometrist yesterday, and I was wearing my I was wearing a shirt from $6shirts.com, and it's Cthulhu in the shape of the that sort of silhouette of a woman that's on the trucker mud flaps.
Yeah.
And some dude walks up to me and says, "Is that a Cthulhu trucker mud flap shirt?" And I'm like,
"Why, yes.
I want to give this to you because it's so strange that you would know this." And he's like, "I'm here to blow your mind." And then I didn't see him again. It was really weird. But he knew what my shirt was.
Was your mind blown?
Well, it's yes, I think it was.
Well, did you tell him $6shirts.com?
I did tell him $6shirts.com.
It's almost like giving someone a shirt because they're so cheap. They're good shirts, though. Yeah. Like, you would expect for $6 you're not going to get a good shirt. But they're very good shirts. And they're, I mean, you can actually get 10 of them for $50 if you want to bring the price down even more.
$5shirts.com.
Right, order 10. Well, I don't think $5shirts.com will get you there, but $6shirts.com will get you there, and you can pay with Bitcoin. These guys are big, big Bitcoin fans at $6shirts.com. They even give Bitcoin orders priority, so if you want your order filled faster, you pay with Bitcoins. Also, they keep their Bitcoins. They don't cash them out into cash like a lot of companies that accept Bitcoins. They hold on to their Bitcoins, and then they actually bought their advertising on Free Talk Live with Bitcoins. Plus, you can get a free Bitcoin trucker hat with your order as long as you pay with Bitcoin and use code FTL at checkout. Just enter that coupon code, and that'll get you that free Bitcoin trucker hat, $6shirts.com. There's new designs every day.
So, isn't that weird?
Yeah, that's awesome is what it is. It's a real dedication to the craft.
A new design every day, yeah.
A new shirt design every day over at $6shirts.com. Let's go to the phones, your calls and thoughts. Jack is listening to WTVF in Troy, Alabama. Hey, Jack. Jack?
Hello?
In Troy. You're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Well, thank you, sir. I'm against felons voting because when they're incarcerated, they've given up that right. But there's a big flaw in the system because once you've paid your dues, you are no longer a felon. You should be restored to your rights. This is a great fallacy that's been promoted against the population. And I think either you or your fellow person there refers himself as a felon. He is not. If he has paid his dues, if he's been released from the system, he is no longer a felon.
Well, ideally, you're talking about it should be that way, but unfortunately, felons carry around this ball and chain most of the time for the rest of their lives. So I agree with you. If they paid their so-called dues, then why shouldn't they be completely free and clear?
Of course. This is the way it always was. If you look at the old westerns on TV, the sheriff, when the guy in the jail cell does his time, the sheriff hands him back his guns and says, go straight.
Yeah, it wasn't until 1968 that they actually made it illegal. You know, I think that was the...
Right.
It was part of that that law.
Excellent point, Jack. Anything else you want to share?
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Ross is with us also, listening in Alabama. This one, listening in Anniston, the WDNG. Hey, Ross.
Yeah, how are you tonight?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Okay. Like, I guess you were talking about the incarceration of the different people that are in jail and whether they should vote.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, in dealing with approximately 1.8 million people that are in the jail system, albeit the people that, like when you're talking about felonies, albeit the people that have serious felonies just lose their citizenship, and the people that want to come in that are decent citizens, that you allow them to come in to the country and get rid of the slush.
Where are they going to go? I mean, which country is going
to... You
which
figure out what you want to do.
Well, it doesn't really work that
That's
way,
what
though.
It used to be. I know, but I mean,
it didn't used to be that
if
way.
If you lost, yes, it did. In Rome, you got banished. Okay, as a decent citizen. Okay.
Well, lots of people lived in Rome that weren't citizens.
You're not a good citizen. I'm sorry.
Lots of people lived in Rome that weren't citizens.
Right, but if you were a bad citizen, they banished you.
Okay.
Basically, what you got, like you got different levels of felons. Okay. But technically, if you took away the person's citizenship because they were very, very bad and allowed the other people to come in, then these people would have to clean up their act or they'd have to work to get their citizenship back. You understand?
Like, yeah, I got it, but what good is citizenship in that case?
Well, the citizenship is very, very important to certain people, but what you want is decent people. If you want people to come in, you want the decent people. You don't want all these people coming in that are all convicted felons, and you don't want them controlling too much of the stuff that's going on, or the whole system just disintegrates down to their level.
Do you think a lot of convicted felons from foreign countries are coming in now?
Well, there's 1.8 million people. I don't know what the percentage is. The percentages are in the jail system that is better than 50% of the people that are in the jail system are not citizens of the country.
So what you're saying is you just want to take people out of the United States who've committed certain crimes.
That's what they're trying to do. They're trying
You can't take away anything that doesn't exist. I mean, you're not a citizen. Nobody's a citizen. That's just not even true.
Okay, let's assume you're a citizen and you can't be a citizen. Just like a driver's license, okay?
But what you're saying is you want to eject people physically from the country, right? You want to eject them from the plot of land known as the United States.
What happens in a driver's license? If you get so many points on your driver's license, they take your driver's license away from you, okay?
And so is like, that all you're saying? You're not saying the person offender. Should be. You're not saying the person should be physically removed. You're just saying they should have fewer privileges.
It should be open to discussion. I think it should be.
Well, that's
open
what
to
we're
discussion.
Doing. We're
trying
discussing.
To. I'm trying to figure out what you're discussing.
We're only discussing it here.
Well, no, I want to discuss it here. This is talk radio. We talk about ideas.
Okay.
So, what do you see when you when you talk about taking away citizenship? What does that mean?
Ancient Rome just. Give me the boot. You're taken away and you're
okay,
taken.
Okay, I understand what you're saying about ancient Rome.
Okay,
is that what you're saying?
Should,
can we stop talking over one another? I want to know more about what you believe or what you want to see happen. What does it mean to have your citizenship removed? Does that mean you are ejected physically from the land known as the United States, or does that simply mean that there's some sort of reduction in privileges that you have?
Well, you got a reduction in privileges if you can't vote. But if you had in the background that you were going to lose your citizenship, you would clean up your act. Like if you
what would that mean? I'm saying lose your citizenship and answer the question. Does that mean you will be ejected from the country?
Okay, let's say they eject him from the country then. Give him a boot.
Now that's a great question. Now I want to know where are they going to send him?
Where are you? Well, send him over and put him in the mines over in Africa. You know, or get him.
Do you think the African countries want our felons? Do you think the African countries
they
want our felons?
Listen, Rome used to take everybody.
I know what Rome did.
Listen
to me. The fact is we live today, and countries have issue with taking our felons. Are you going to send them to Antarctica?
Yeah, if you want, you can send them there,
too. You don't have any answers.
Yeah. Give them some Panama shorts and send them to Antarctica.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Have you ever seen Escape from New York?
Yeah, that's what he's like trying to do. Put him on a garbage scow out in the Atlantic.
Yeah. All right, so Escape from New York is about Snake Plissken. He's an anti-hero. It's a great movie, John Carpenter from 1980, I think. Anyway, the idea was that Manhattan was turned into, the island was turned into a prison, essentially. Just this gigantic prison that they would just put people into. It sounds like that's kind of what he was getting at. Anyway, 855, 450 free. But what would it mean? And besides, how can you take citizenship away from somebody that doesn't even have it anyway? What do I mean when I say that? Well, I can explain here in a moment. 855, 450 free. You can also take control here. This is Free Talk Live's live Saturday show.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact in helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution.
With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Saturday edition here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We just had a guy say that you should have your citizenship taken away if you are a bad boy. If you have been a felon, for instance, you should have your citizenship stripped. We tried to nail down more of what exactly he meant by that. He basically said he thought that meant that you should be forced to leave the United States, but it was pretty hard to get an answer out of him on that.
Well, what he was also proposing, I like the sound of this, is allowing the good folks to, you know, from particular countries to come in. And you might be able to work something out with, hey, you know, look, Guatemala, we'll trade you one felon for one hardworking individual. And I thought that was kind of, you know, kind of interesting. I like the idea that he's willing to, you know, be open to people that are hardworking and want to come into this country and make a better life for themselves. I tend to think that I think that most of the people in prison are in there for because of the war on drugs, and mm-hmm. that this country and its prison industrial complex is the biggest problem when it comes to incarceration here. No other country, Eastern, you know, in Europe or anywhere in the West, has this problem except for the United States. So when circumstances look like that, you probably need to look inward, not outward. I'm thinking it has more to do with enforcement of drug laws. That's what my thought process is.
You know, it would be terrible if everybody who'd ever been convicted of having some drugs, which usually in a lot of cases ends up with felony charges, had to be ejected from the country. I mean, you'd be gone. Well, you weren't convicted of drugs. You were convicted of some other felony, but you've made a better life for yourself. You've turned yourself around ever since you've been out of prison, things have been pretty good for you, all things considered.
Well, if you don't agree with my political stances, then you'd think that I was causing all kinds of trouble, and it'd be nice to see me gone, though, right?
That's a good point.
You know, the fact that I have done reasonably well for myself, and I've been married for 10 years, and have a child, and, you know, got my little house is paid off, and I've got a little farm going. I mean, you know, that doesn't matter to anybody who disagrees with me. Get rid of him! Off of his head.
Our friend Rich Paul would have been forced to leave simply for selling some flowers to people. I mean, it's ridiculous. Let people make a better life for themselves. A lot of people turn themselves around outside of prison. But the other thing that the caller was suggesting, and I want to get back to the phones here in a moment, I just want to explain what I promised I would explain, is that he said, well, they should have their citizenship stripped. And my question was, how can you have something taken away that you never had in the first place? And what I mean by that...
That's somewhat cryptic.
Yes, it doesn't seem to make sense on its face, because everybody's taught when they're growing up, you're a U.S. citizen. You were born here, you're a U.S. citizen. Well, no, you're not. because the definition of citizen is one who owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection. And meaning it's supposed
that's a legal definition.
That's right. It's not only is it a legal definition, it's the definition in the dictionary as well.
So there's a few
look,
different
You can look in a legal dictionary and you can look in an actual dictionary and you'll find that same definition. So what that means is the idea of a citizen is supposed to be kind of a contract. It's supposed to be an agreement in that I will give up some rights in return for protection. That's the idea. I will be dutiful to you in return for your protection is the idea.
Sure, the serf is able to run into the castle when the hordes descend.
However, the reality is that the government own courts, their own Supreme Court in the United States, has ruled over and over again that there is no obligation to provide you with anything whatsoever, certainly no obligation to provide you with protection. And there's court case after court case. If you don't believe me, just Google no obligation to protect. You'll find multiple court cases where that was affirmed, and it's been affirmed over and over again. So therefore, if there is no obligation on their part to protect you, now they might protect you. You know, if you call the police, they might show up and they might arrest and stop the right person, or they might not.
But it's not an obligation.
But they're not obligated.
If it was an obligation, then they'd have to pay for the stuff that got lost from your house from the burglary, right? They'd be responsible.
So they have no obligation to provide you with protection, so therefore you have no duty to them. So there's no citizen. It's all just a myth. Let's go to the phones. You can bring up whatever you want. Brian's listening in Huntsville to WBHP. Hey, Brian.
Oh my! You gave me more stuff now. But
welcome, sir.
Remember that Paul, biblical Paul, was imprisoned more than once in Rome, but yet he was a Roman citizen, and he used that to be able to convey himself before the tribunal and everything in Rome. And so he had both a responsibility, but it also went along and got him out of things too. During his trek across, pretty much across the Mediterranean.
So what's that? What's that point mean to you? Because I guess I don't know.
Well, the point is, Romans, even though he finally ended up being killed, did not revoke his citizenship. He had it. He never gave it up. Now, if you voluntarily give up your citizenship, then I see no reason for anybody to ever give it to you back. But until then,
what do you think the benefit of U.S. citizenship is?
That's interesting because it was the Dred Scott decision that actually made it where anybody born in the United States, and that was based on slavery, anybody born would be a citizen. Before then, you had all different types of items on there. Well, I'm thinking yeah. Citizen is somebody. That's a loaded question.
Yeah, because, I mean, a friend of mine gave up his U.S. citizenship because, I couldn't say exactly why he did it, but I can tell you one of the benefits is this man makes a lot of money. He's wealthy, and he doesn't have to pay, you know, taxes because he hasn't lived in the U.S. for a decade. And it's really kind of ridiculous that the United States government demands some percentage of his money when he doesn't live here. So he changed his citizenship to someplace else, and he can still come in and out of the country.
Oh, I totally agree with that and everything. If he's got his own visa to come in and out of the country, that's wonderful. But, I mean, if you give it up, any privileges that you have thereof, which would be, one of them, the right to bear arms within the United States of America, depending on states, which goes to the felons voting and everything, that was left to the states.
So who says you have to be a citizen to have the right to bear arms?
Yeah, I don't know if that's the truth, but let's just go with it for a second. Now, let's say I marry some woman. I'm married now. My wife really wouldn't like this. But let's say I marry some woman from Canada, and she's not going to work, but I'm going to bring her down here to live, so she doesn't need a green card. Don't you think she should be able to have a gun to protect herself?
Oh, I would normally think so based on the Second Amendment, but the Second Amendment primarily applies to citizens.
That's not true. That's not true at all.
It just says the right.
No, the word citizen doesn't appear in the Constitution until, I believe, Article 14 or Amendment 14.
Maybe it's 14.
I stand corrected on that one.
Right. So the Bill of Rights is a Bill of Rights for all human beings within the political jurisdiction of the United States.
And prior to the Dred Scott decision, anybody who was in a geographic area could vote in an election. So citizenship didn't really have anything to do with voting at that point either.
Well, depending on the state, because you had to be a citizen. You had to be a citizen of that state, or you had to be registered in that state as, well, as a resident, so to say. And no, in the Constitution.
I don't have to be a resident in New Hampshire to vote. I can be an inhabitant.
Correct.
Okay.
But that's based on the state and their laws.
Yeah.
Because nowhere
right.
in the Constitution does it grant the franchise to vote.
Right, that's absolutely true. This is why Florida is able to not let felons vote in national elections, even though you'd say, well, that's a national election. What the hell does Florida have to do with it? But that absolutely, it is the state that gets that to make that decision according to the Constitution.
Brian, any final thoughts you want to share?
Yes, and the biggest one is probation. They're on parole, many felons are when they get out, and I really believe that once they fulfill the final terms of their probation or parole, then they should be permitted to vote again. They paid their dues.
But what about
just
on
because
the gun?
They're out of prison, yes, I believe that too, as long
excellent.
As they fulfill that.
I agree, Brian, and thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, although I'd go further to say that they should be able to own a gun as soon as they get out of jail.
You know, I the fact is that you're at that point you're incarcerated, you're still under the care of the state, and they get to decide. It is a punishment. You are in a form
of
bondage.
Obviously, they get to decide. They're a criminal gang, and they're going to force you to do whatever they want.
Well,
but if you are out of their, you're not in their care when you're under probation. You have to take care of yourself at that point.
I hear you.
And part of taking care of yourself means you should be able to defend yourself as well.
Well, one thing I would say, I'm not willing to go quite as far as you go on that one, but I am going to say that, look,
all the way to say they should be able to vote in jail.
If you're willing to restrict, if you try to restrict felons from owning guns, only the felons that don't want to go straight
are gonna
have guns, because the ones who are trying to go straight, like me, they're not going to be able to defend themselves and their families.
We continue. Jay's on the line listening in California to KGOE on the North Coast. Hey, Jay.
You, I think, pushed the Dave, but Dave.
Oh, this is Dave.
So.
Dave, what do you want to talk about tonight, man?
Well, a little while ago you were discussing the role of religion versus non-religion in wars and conflict battles.
Stand by. We'll get into it with you here in a moment. That's Dave in California, and we'll continue with his call, and your calls are welcome. Hour 3's on the way. Plenty of time for you with your thoughts at 8:55 or 53. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Come celebrate Bitcoin's race into the future at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, March 6, 2014, at the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas, just before South by Southwest. The conference will be packed with the hottest speakers and key players in the Bitcoin world. This one is not to be missed. Get the details at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Register now with fiat or, of course, Bitcoin. That's TexasBitcoinConference.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.